Hello, I'm Nick Kelly with the BBC News. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has dropped his threat to derail the Brexit deal and has confirmed he'll approve it at an EU summit in Brussels on Sunday. Mr. Sanchez had raised concerns over the future of Gibraltar, the British territory at Spain's southern tip, but now says he's been reassured.
I've just told the King that Spain has reached an agreement on Gibraltar. The first thing I want to say is that, consequently, the European Council will take place tomorrow, and the second is that Europe and the UK have accepted the conditions set down by Spain. Because of this, Spain will lift its veto and will vote tomorrow in favour of Brexit.
Demonstrators in Paris demanding the resignation of President Macron and a cut in fuel taxes have clashed with police. Sporadic violence erupted as protesters wearing their emblematic yellow high-visibility jackets tried to break through security cordons. The Interior Ministry said more than 80,000 demonstrators were protesting across France. Lucy Williamson is in the French capital.
Tear gas filled the air above the Champs-Élysées here today, and police have been firing water cannon to try and beat back protesters who were trying to break through a security cordon thrown up around the Élysée Palace. These protests have largely been organised via social media without a recognised national leadership or political affiliation. They were triggered by a rise in fuel prices the government says is to tackle climate change. But the anger here goes far deeper, plugging into years of frustration over the rising cost of living and fiscal demands.
A prominent Hindu hardliner has challenged the Indian government to name a date for building a temple on the disputed religious site of Ayodhya. Uddhav Thackeray, the head of the right-wing Shiv Sena party, visited Ayodhya on Saturday. Our South Asia editor Jill McGivering reports.
It's one of the most inflammatory disputes in India. Muslims deplored the demolition more than 25 years ago of a 16th century mosque at Ayodhya. When it was torn down by Hindu hardliners, it sparked bloody communal riots. Hindus say the site is sacred to them as the birthplace of Lord Ram and want a temple built there. The dispute is still before the courts, but tensions are growing in the run-up to national elections next year. Hindu hardliners view the central and state BJP governments as sympathetic to them and demand physical progress on a temple.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC.